Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And Emily fact checks 99% and I fact check zero. And we're both gay, but not for each other. I think I'm nailing these intros.
You're getting closer every week. I'm plugging in my mouse so that my computer doesn't shake.
Oh, because you're going to annoy people if it shakes.
Uh-huh. Every week.
Every week. How you doing, Emily?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing oh so swell.
I'm so glad to hear that.
A little tired, but it's a lazy Sunday. So after this, I'm just going to go work some more.
How fun.
You didn't send me my to-do list for today, but you knew I was tired, so you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll send it to you after we get off this.
Oh, happiness. All right. do we just jump into this?
Should we start with our Gwen segment?
Let's do our nod to my mother today.
Okay, so we're going to start with weird holidays again.
I love weird holidays.
I have officially run out of squirrel and chicken facts, so
yeah,
until I find more.
Yeah, one day.
We're going with a holiday.
One day.
So did you know February 4th was National Work Naked Day? So in honor of National Work Naked Day.
Oh, God.
I like how you didn't have any reaction. You were just like.
I was going to see, because I knew you wouldn't get naked. So I was like, she's either got something funny on under the sweater or she's not going to do it. There's no way you were about to get naked on YouTube.
I mean, no, just kidding. Never. All right.
Would you ever have a OnlyFans?
I honestly, if I could make a living off of it, 100%.
Would you?
Oh, hands down.
Really? This is very valued, all of this.
Nah, if it makes me money and I can work from home, I don't mind it. The only thing that grosses me out about it is the thought that men would be looking at my stuff.
Yeah. You could make a living off of it.
I would need it 100% confirmed that I can make a living off of it before I ever did it. Because once that stuff is out there, it's out there.
Yeah. Right. They keep trying to get me to start an OnlyFans to make not sexual content. Like, OnlyFans constantly reaches out to me. And I'm like, I'm not getting on OnlyFans. It's not happening.
What would you put out there if it wasn't sexual?
They just want me to post normal content and like people pay to watch my stuff. And I was like, people barely watch it when it's free. What do you think is going to happen when I make them pay for it?
I would subscribe, sweetie. So would your mother.
Oh, so my mother, to make sure I wasn't posting anything else.
Exactly.
And Joy would subscribe because she just would curious.
She'd be your first subscriber.
She would. Joy could have an OnlyFans together.
Don't tease me. I have a big fat lesbian crush on Joy.
You do. You're in love with her.
And she knows it too.
No, she fully does. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh. We like to joke about it.
You two are dating, but not actually. She is dating Dylan and happily with Dylan.
I know, and I love Dylan.
Dylan's the best.
But just kidding. That would be weird. At this point we've been friends for so long and like know each other in the friend aspect so deeply that yeah, that would just be weird for me. I like to joke about it, but yeah,
no,
it'd be weird.
She likes to joke about it with me, getting with me because she knows how awkward it makes me feel. Because that never, ever would that make sense or work.
No.
Me and Joy?
Oh, my God.
Never.
Mm-mm.
That's why it was hilarious to me when people for the longest time thought we were dating. I was like, you don't understand. That would never work.
Right. Oh,
never
my God.
In a thousand years. Anyway, why don't we talk about the Vort holidays? Or was it just that one?
No, I did have an actual holiday. Well, I mean, work from home naked or work naked day was an actual holiday, but I had a more appropriate one. Okay, so January 31st was National Backwards Day. So in honor of that, I'm going to be telling you some jokes that contain the word backwards in them. I'm going to channel my inner 50-year-old New Balance dad.
I'm so excited. Continue, please.
All right. What do you call 100 rabbits walking backwards?
A hairdred. I don't know. I was trying to put the word hair in there.
A receding hairline.
I knew hair had to be in there.
Yep. Why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat?
Because they would fall into the boat if they went forwards. Did I get it? Anyway.
But you didn't say it with enough zing. Where was the zest?
Oh, sorry. Because if they fell forward, they'd just be in the boat.
See, there we go. All right, last one. When Mozart died, why could you hear his music playing backwards?
I have no idea.
He was decomposing. Anyway, you ready?
That's morbid.
It was good, though. I feel like it's been long enough, right?
I'd hope so.
What? Well, someone let us know if that was inappropriate. Anyway, all right. You ready for the news?
Yeah.
All right. First story is about Trisha Paytas, or as I like to call.
Potatoes.
As I like to call them. Patricia Potatoes.
Patricia Potatoes.
Patricia Potatoes. We all know by now that Trisha Paytas got married recently to their fiance Moses. And because I know my mom is listening and has no idea who Patricia Potatoes is, they are a big name YouTuber who's often engaging in allegedly problematic behavior. And they go by they, them pronouns.
Yes. Also, they're huge on OnlyFans. I feel like that is their main source of everything is OnlyFans.
You think? I thought it was YouTube.
She gets people's eyes and attention from YouTube, but she gets her money from, they get their money from OnlyFans.
Wow. I didn't know. I mean, I knew that they did OnlyFans, but I didn't know it was bringing that much money. See, now it's making me reconsider.
They are millionaires, like multi-begillionaires. Like, they make a lot of money on it.
Tempting.
There is a video of them having sex with a ghost that was in their house.
Okay. We're going to take a slight break. And I'll be back in... How long is the video?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
That is the most Trisha Paytas sentence I've ever heard.
I applaud them for just the creativity. The work ethic and the creativity. I gotta give it to them. That's amazing. Oh. Anyway, continue. They just got married to Moses.
They just got married to Moses. They had a huge, luxurious wedding in LA, then another wedding in Hawaii. And now they're saying there are potentially two more weddings coming.
I'm basically invited to one.
Me too. Please. Please, for the love of God.
My girlfriend would be like,
plus three.
No. my girlfriend would just be like, just take Emily. I don't know who that is. So just take him.
I can die happy if I go to a Trisha Paytas wedding.
Wait, pause. Do you wear suits or dresses to weddings?
Oh, God. Legitimately, I haven't been to a wedding in so long. But I think the last wedding I went to, I wore a dress. But I was just talking about this the other day. I think if I were to go to another wedding, I would try and go the suit route. I'd feel more comfortable.
You'll never go back. The suit is the way to go. Continue on with the story that I keep interrupting.
So before holding their third wedding, Trisha and Moses jetted off to the Maldives for their honeymoon, they stayed in one of the world's priciest, if not the most expensive, hotel. It was an underwater hotel, which runs around $1,000 a night with a 4-night minimum stay.
It's underground?
Yeah. It's underwater. It's 16 feet underwater. Isn't that crazy?
I would feel so uncomfy the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and when they were taking, like, Instagram stories and TikToks, like, their voice was echoing the whole time. And, like, I didn't like it. But, like, honestly, if I had $50,000, well, I guess $200,000 to blow because it's a 4-night minimum, I would do it.
I would honestly only want to stay for one night, though, to experience it. But I wouldn't want that to be my whole thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you have so much money to blow like that, then just pay for the 4 nights and only stay one night if you don't like it.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Must be nice.
I'm OnlyFans. You could do it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the room came with a private gym, pool, butler, and a private chef. And I just wanted to throw this in as a side note. Even though the room came with a private chef, Patricia Potatoes still ordered buttered noodles for dinner. Why is she me? Yeah. Trisha also took she took the world's most expensive flight to get there. Now, please take note that I say Trisha and not Trisha and Moses, because there's a huge conspiracy theory floating around that while Trisha lounged in their $21,000 seat in Emirates First Class, Moses, their husband, was actually stuck back in economy.
This is a big conspiracy. This is all allegedly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is allegedly. There's no proof. Course.
Right. Well,
there are people. Okay. There are people. Well, okay. Explain. Would you like to explain to me what happened?
Up to you.
Okay. Because I feel like you believe this. And I'm just going to say, here is the quote unquote proof and why people think this. So Trisha was posting photos in the pod and, you know, showing off first class. Was Moses in any of those photos? No.
Okay. Not that I know. I watched a couple, like, Tea Spill Channel videos, and I watched a few of their TikToks, and he leans into the pod at one point to, like, give them a kiss, and they say, oh, Moses is coming to visit. So does that not imply?
Oh, because,
right?
They said at the beginning
of the, they said at the beginning of the video, they said Moses is 2 seats behind me. He's 2 seats behind me because we both wanted window seats. But then when he comes up to the pod, they say Moses is just visiting. And then, do you know about the window photo?
Yes. So they. Okay, go, go, so go. Moses, the only photo he posted from the flight is a picture out the window. And you can see the turbine engine, you know, the wing thingy in the photo. And people are saying there's no way that first class would be able to see the turbine engine thingamabob from first class. So therefore, everyone is assuming he was in, like, economy or economy plus or business.
But just saying, TikTok detectives, they are on it. They downloaded the airplane seating charts. They measured stuff. Like, they had me convinced that he was back in economy while she was,
maybe,
you know, getting tucked into
they
bed.
Bought their own flights. What does Moses do? I don't know his source of income.
I don't know. I thought he was, like, just a stay-at-home husband now, I guess.
Not just.
I don't know.
That is a thing.
Right. But, like, I didn't think he...
I don't know what he does. I don't know anything about Moses.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Well,
someone tell us in the
comments. People are speculating that he was in economy while Trisha was in first class because of the photo, mm-hmm. and that he was just visiting when there was a kiss.
Yep. One of the comments under, because Trisha ended up posting this, like, around 3-minute TikTok about their experience in this private Emirates pod. And she said, or sorry, they said that, oh, what did they say? They were showing videos of, like, how the seat lays down completely horizontally to, like, go to bed. They were showing the turn down service. They were showing the mini bar. And so then someone commented on the video and said, Moses is sitting in economy next to a crying baby while Trisha is getting tucked in and read a bedtime story. And then
they make the money, so there you go.
Right. And then someone said Trisha is getting served lobster while Moses is getting stale peanuts. I mean,
it's
you gotta
funny.
Do what you gotta do.
It's funny to think about it. Well, you know, maybe I don't know. That's hilarious. But do you know what happened on their honeymoon? I did see this part of the story where they claim they almost got arrested.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. Tell everyone else.
I mean, did you have more to talk about the first class seating arrangements?
No, just that it's a big conspiracy, and I totally believe it.
You love conspiracies so much.
As long as they're safe conspiracies, because we're gonna talk a little bit later in the show about not like dangerous conspiracies. But I love a good safe conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh yes, one that doesn't lead to harm.
Right.
So, Trisha. When they got home from their honeymoon, was saying on a live, I believe it was, that they almost got arrested because people were tweeting that they were making adult content while they were over there, and where they were staying, the laws heavily are like, you cannot make porn, adult content. You can't do any of that stuff. So she was saying that the internet was putting them at risk by tweeting that they were doing adult content stuff because they claim they weren't.
Right.
So they were like, if the government had seen those, we could have been arrested. But the way she was saying it was like saying like the army was at the door, but they weren't. I will say that is scary to mess with people like that. Like,
yeah,
don't do that. But the way she was saying it was dang it. They were saying it. Gosh darn me.
To be fair, I saw in their bio that they go by she, her, they, them. I just always try and use the they, them if I see that in someone's profile because I don't know. I feel like we should.
I have a question. Maybe you can help me. I was watching a video of the Queer Eye guys, and they were talking about should – pronouns be required on name tags, and the majority of the guys were saying it shouldn't be required because we shouldn't force people to have to decide their pronouns. Like, they might be hiding their pronouns, they might not be comfortable with it yet, so like forcing it, making a requirement, should it be an option if you wanted to put it on your name tag, sure, but should be forced, no. And then Jonathan went to, yes, it should be forced. I did not like his argument. But he said, I go by they, he, she, and they are tired of being misgendered.
Okay.
So in that respect, what am I supposed to say that their gender is?
At that point, you would ask for clarification. And once they tell you, stick with what they prefer.
Okay, because I was very confused. I was like, it's all of them. So how? Okay,
that,
I was a genuine
that is,
like
that is
I want to know so I don't mess up. But
right,
I didn't know.
Yeah. I can't say that I've ever seen that before. Like going by all, well, not all, but by three different pronouns. Again, I'm all about you do what makes you comfortable. You use whatever label you prefer, be your authentic self, all of that. But yeah, probably if I were to ever meet JVN in person, I would say I would just like to ask what your pronouns are and what you'd like me to refer to you as, and then just use that going forward. Because yeah, I wouldn't want to mess up either. I hate messing up people's pronouns.
Well, yeah, because it is something that's like, I feel new that's happening. So, and
yeah,
I feel it's harder for your brain to make the switch if you had known them by a different pronoun first and then switching. But obviously you never want to offend them and you always want to get it right and refer to people as they prefer to be referred to. So Trisha does go by she as well.
Yeah, I saw in their profile bio that it said she/her, they/them.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with they, them, because I did see a video that they put out like maybe a month or two or maybe three. I have lost all track of time. But a while ago, basically saying that they prefer they, them pronouns, but that she, her is fine. But I don't ever want someone to feel fine when I'm talking about them.
Okay. So, you know, I will continue with the they, them. But if I slip up, I won't feel as guilty.
Yeah.
All right.
You got
good.
It. You're putting in a good effort.
All right. Because if someone was very, very against it, I'd be like, and I wouldn't be able to function.
I know. Although I can't remember if I read it or if I like heard it on a podcast, but someone who is genderqueer and goes by they, them pronouns was talking about the worst thing that an ally can do is when you mess up someone's pronouns is to make a huge deal about it. They want you to like quietly acknowledge it and move right on. But they said if you make such a big deal out of it where you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, that was awful, I'll never do that again, then it makes them feel like they need to apologize to you for inconveniencing you.
Got it.
I've always just heard like if you do it by accident, you just be like, oh, so sorry, and then just keep moving on. Like don't keep bringing it back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. I like learning.
This is educational hour.
I like learning. All right. Anyway, Trisha was not actually getting arrested, but don't mess with people like that. Okay. That's all. Yeah. That's all I heard.
Yeah. Okay. Next piece of news.
Is it Emily's rant time?
It's Emily's rant time.
Emily has a rant.
We need a little intro.
First, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today, and then we get 5 minutes of Emily's rants. Sponsor.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right, Emily. Your time starts now.
I warned Rachel. there's more Joe Rogan updates. We have some follow-ups. So last week we talked about how Spotify was facing controversy because artists were threatening to pull their music from the platform unless they canceled and pulled Joe Rogan's podcast from the streaming service. This call to action came after years of Joe Rogan spreading dangerous COVID-19 misinformation. And as of this morning, Spotify had lost $2 billion over this controversy. So their solution to this whole mess, which we talked about last week, was to just simply place a content advisory warning on his episodes where he discusses the pandemic, like that was going to actually do anything.
Nope, stupid. Continue.
Yeah. So this lack of action made people even more angry. So, of course, they went on a witch hunt and started digging on their own for more reasons to have his podcast pulled. And let me tell you, they did not have to dig hard or far.
I love the internet. I also hate it sometimes. Yeah. But in this instance, I love it. Continue.
There we go. So we had a few people last week ask us in the comment section we had a few comments basically saying, give him a chance, listen to a few episodes, you're taking his words out of context, he's actually a good guy. We had a lot of comments like that. So for those folks, buckle up.
Also in the comments, we are down for discussions, but if you're just being flat out mean, that's not a discussion, that's disgusting and it will be deleted. Continue.
Exactly. So these people that went, you know, digging for stuff about Joe Rogan, I'm just going to list some of the things that they found. I was aware of some of these, but not all of them. So it kicked off on Saturday, an edited compilation of him using the N-word more than 20 times on his podcast was released. And when he was called out for this in the past, he said, and I quote, "It's not real racism. It's a joke." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
That's it. That's where we're... No. he once compared a black neighborhood to a Planet of the Apes movie. He had notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on his podcast who has declared things like the Sandy Hook shooting was completely fake and staged by crisis actors, and he claimed that chemicals in the water turned people gay. If only our parents had given us bottled water growing up.
Hey, joke's on him. I didn't drink water growing up.
In 2020, he claimed that the forest fires in Oregon were started by left-wing activists. This is Joe Rogan, not Alex Jones, although I'm sure Alex Jones believes that too. In 2013, he called a trans MMA fighter a man without a penis, saying, "She calls herself a woman, but I tend to disagree. She used to be a man. You're an effing man." Ew.
Mm. So cool. He's racist and transphobic.
And homophobic and pushing dangerous conspiracy theories. And apparently he supports sexual predators, because when comedian Joey Diaz came on his show and bragged about how he used his position of power to coerce women into doing sexual favors for him in exchange for stage time, Joe's only response was to laugh and clap.
I'm sorry, why are we supposed to be giving him a chance? Why?
Oh, we're taking this out of context, Rachel. So
okay, great.
I'll give some of the people in the comments the benefit of the doubt, and maybe they didn't see these episodes. But now you know. Now you know better. You're here now. You know the information now. You know better. Last thing I saw was that he has defended the Proud Boys multiple times. And if you don't know who the Proud Boys are, they're an American far-right neo-fascist, an exclusively male organization that promotes and engages in political violence in the United States. And he allowed one of those members of the Proud Boys to come onto his podcast and say things like, "Muslim people are all inbred." So now he's xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, racist, and promoting COVID conspiracy theories. I could literally go on for hours about other stuff, but I figured that was a good start.
He sounds like a peach.
Right.
We all make mistakes. I will say, like, you could go into anyone's past, and we all have mistakes. We've all done stupid stuff. But if you keep doing it and you don't own up to it and you refuse mm-hmm. to acknowledge it, like he says, it's not real racism. No.
Right.
If he like, I just, he keeps, he, no, mm-hmm. just no.
He, yeah, he has showed us time and time again that he is purposefully and maniacally having harmful people on his podcast, not because he actually believes the BS that they're spewing, but simply because he wants the views and the paycheck.
I used to give Trisha Paytas the benefit of the doubt, and now I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Once.
Nope. You're in the wrong. You're in the wrong.
Right. Just... So, yeah. After this witch hunt, which I don't even want to call it a witch hunt. After this
Google search.
Age of Enlightenment. What'd you say?
Google search.
Right, exactly. Simple Google search.
Racist Joe Rogan. Done there. Right.
Yeah. After this all started blowing up and he just got slammed over and over and over again with all this horrible stuff that he's done, on Friday, Spotify quietly removed over 100 episodes of his podcast, but mostly ones that involved far-right commentators or just outright dangerous conspiracy theories, which is a start. I'm not going to clap for them, but it's a start. Can I say one last thing and then we can let it go?
Yes, go ahead. You've been talking for 6 minutes, but we're going to let you go for another one.
All right, here we go. Fast time. Yeah. Aside from using the N-word multiple times and being sexist and racist and just overall problematic, aside from all of that, I saw some comments last week saying, I don't want to live, something along the lines of, I don't want to live in a country where we can't have free speech, basically implying that it's wrong of us to talk about how dangerous Joe Rogan is because it's all free speech. And where you technically and legally have the right to say almost anything you like in this country, when you use your freedom of speech to spread false medical information that directly contributes to the spread of a deadly virus, you're wrong and you're dangerous and there has to be consequences.
And that there is free speech, but what you say has consequences.
Yep.
I, on my main channel, if I cuss a bunch and put a bunch of cuss words in my title, I will get demonetized. They're not mm-hmm. suppressing my free speech, but it is a private company that will do what they please because it is a private company and my actions have consequences. I can go on the street corner and I will never and would never, I could scream racist slurs. And while I could do that, and I'm not going to get arrested if I'm just doing that, I might get punched in the face because that's the consequence of that action. So like,
right. And
Spotify and is a private company and the government isn't going to arrest Joe. No one's arresting him for these words, but there are consequences, and a private company will take away what is going to lose them money because they're a business. Just like the government. Never mind. Continue. Just.
Yeah.
People don't understand what free speech is.
Yeah. It's so far beyond like. I'll just end with this. What he is saying and who he is allowing on his podcast to talk about what they like is literally, and I mean this, literally directly contributing to people's deaths. I will not argue about this. It is a fact. I am so freaking tired of this pandemic and it being continued because of people like Joe Rogan and who he has on his podcast. If you support him, do some introspecting. And that's all I have to say about that. And I will not be taking any comments at this time.
I mean, you can comment. You can have a discussion. You can comment. But you cannot be discussed. Because it's free speech. You can comment what you want, but it's our channel. So if we don't like it, we can delete it. Because that's the consequence of that action.
God, that button is so easy to push. Gone.
Emily has access.
Emily's hair was really frizzy today. Gone.
These girls are annoying. So are you. Bye. Yeah.
So that's all right. End rant. Yeah.
End rant. All right. Do we have any other little news? We got about 15 to 20 minutes left in this podcast. We've just been chit-chatting a lot.
We have some just quick news about Ace Family. Catherine McBroom was sued for $763,000. Wow, I just burped mid-sentence.
Wow, just you're allergic to money, it sounds like.
My God. She was sued for $763,000 and lost. Because she started a skincare line back in like 2020, I want to say, and it was not doing well. And she refused to pay the company that manufactured the product for her. Whether she refused to pay or couldn't pay, unclear. But now she owes them, $763,000. So
wow, they're just wanted to get that out hit left and right.
Yeah.
Just be good people and don't do bad things. It's just, that's how I try and live. Again, we're all human. We mess up, but not a $763,000 kind of mess up.
Yeah. All right. That's it for the news.
Great. Let's check to see if we have one more sponsor for today. And then we'll move on to the game. Sponsor. God. All right. We're back. And we're back. What's the game?
Oh, okay. Sorry. So little backstory to the game. It was recently brought to my attention via one of the kids that I used to nanny that I'm getting old and out of touch. We were texting the other day and I kept using I hate it. I kept using the crying laughing emoji because she was like telling me a funny story. And then she told me to stop using it because apparently it's no longer cool and not what I think it means. She never clarified. But it got me thinking.
It's not what you think. I know though, the swelling eyes one means I'm horny.
Oh, with the two hearts for eyes?
No, it's, hold on. I have to describe it.
Just the eyes?
Yeah, it's just the eyes. It's, hold on. Oh, no, I can't show you. It's the one where it's like the big eyes and the sad face and the eyebrows are going inward. So it's like, it looks like it's like sad kind of. That means I'm horny.
I'm going to start taking, hold on, where's my notebook?
Okay, wait, go with the game.
Okay.
Just stop using emojis because they don't mean what they mean.
apparently. So this got me thinking that the way Gen Zers use emojis is completely different from the way that millennials use them. So I thought a fun little game today would be to have you guess what Gen Z kids use emojis for.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
Oh, I'm up for it.
I did want to let you know that I consulted a panel of Gen Z experts to make sure my info was correct, aka I reached out to Danny and M on Instagram and put them in a group chat and said, please help me, I'm old and irrelevant and don't know what's going on anymore.
Wow. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. So they helped me. So thank you very much to Danny and M for that. Okay. So the emoji that is smiling with all the hearts surrounding the face, what do you think Gen Zers use that for?
Love.
That's what we would use it for. Apparently, it's used 99% sarcastically. Like, for example, if someone were to text you and say, my mom just kicked me out of the house, you would end that text with the...
The
emoji with the hearts surrounding it.
They're the most sarcastic of the generations, which I love. I think they're the funniest generation so far. They are hilarious. Okay.
Yep.
Continue.
What do you think people use the blind person emoji for? You know, the person walking with the cane.
Ignoring red flags.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Oh.
You're not irrelevant.
Or the internet, like it's my job.
So it is used when you're acting like you didn't see something or like you're going to keep your lips sealed about something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you think they use the single tear crying emoji for? So the crying, like the sad face with the single tear coming down it.
Fudge. I don't know.
What would you use it for?
When I'm fake pouting.
When you're fake pouting. Okay. Again, it's used very sarcastically, usually when you don't feel sympathy for someone. For example, aw, Joe Rogan is going to lose so much money after getting his podcast pulled from Spotify. Single crying emoji.
Okay, so they're just sarcastic with every single one. It's just what the opposite of it means.
Pretty much. Okay, so now that you know that, what would you think the plain smiling emoji, the one with the mouth open where you can see the teeth, so the plain smiling emoji, what do you think they use that for?
When they're really sad.
When they're really depressed. So, for example, bestie, I just got fired, smiling emoji.
Wow.
This one got me. What do you think they use the praying emoji for, the one that's in the purple box that shows someone kneeling and praying?
Blowjobs?
Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know. That's why I kind of whispered it.
You didn't hear that. She said nose job. So you use it when someone is so hot that you're praising them.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Are you taking notes?
I just remember.
Yeah. All right, this is the last one, and you should be able to get this one. What is the fingernail polish emoji used for, where you can see the tips of the fingers with a nail polish wand?
Oh, it's to be sassy, like, I ghosted him. Boop.
Oh. It's used to imply that you're being particularly queer, like, not in a derogatory way, like...
We're doing the hand thing.
So I feel like being particularly queer and sassy can go hand in hand. I'd say
you knew that one. I knew that one.
Yeah. You got like a B on that one.
I got, okay. All right. Listen. I just got back on Twitter. I was off of Twitter for like 2 months. I just got back on. I got some things to catch up on.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, all right. I'd say you got, what'd you get? Like 3 out of 6?
I got 2, I think.
2.5 for the sassy.
For the sassy. All right. Do we have any questions for today?
We do. Do we have time for 1 or 2? Because that'll help me decide which one to ask.
2.
Okay. Julia on Instagram asked, if you weren't in your current career, what other job would you be doing? And I don't know if she means like realistically or like dream job. So why don't you give what realistic job you'd be doing and your dream job?
Well, if like, I don't know where I would be if I never had this job, but if I lost this job tomorrow, I would pick up a job as an editor or a producer of content. Like, I'd be a social media manager because I know how to do it. But also my like kind of dream job-ish would be just building furniture.
I love that.
I just want to build
Bob
furniture.
The builder.
No, I want to like
the builder.
I just be like a handyman and build furniture. That's all I want to do.
That's so lesbian of you, and I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. So what about you?
Currently, I'm a virtual assistant. So I work for Rachel and a wedding photographer and a DJ.
She's a podcaster.
And I'm a podcaster. I should open with that. aspiring YouTuber. anyway, if I wasn't doing that, my realistic job would be I'd probably go back to nannying because I was a nanny for 11 years. Love nannying. It's my favorite job.
Yeah, you weirdo.
So why is that weird?
I have kids that aren't yours. You deal with them. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so fun.
Job?
I get to go and dream job. I 100%, we've talked about this before, 100% I'd want to be a YouTuber, like a full-time YouTuber. But if that wasn't an option, I'd want to be a travel YouTuber. Like
I was
going to
say,
would
you want to be a travel vlogger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get paid to go travel around the world and then make videos about it. That's my two favorite things besides my dog and carbs is traveling and making videos. And so that would.
Are
oh
you
God.
Able to travel right now because you have your dog?
Yeah. Yeah, we traveled a lot when I was back in California. We just got dog sitters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You'd be fun to travel with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just dogs. I mean, we used to use Joy, and now that we're back in Virginia, I would just like probably find
How
someone
far away over. Are you from New Orleans?
Oh, God. Hold on. You entertain them with a song while I look up on Google Maps.
I am so beautiful to me. Can't you Keep see? Going. I'm everything you hope for. I'm everything you dream. What's up?
That's beautiful. Driving 15 hours.
That's a little long. That's a little long.
I would just fly.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to JoJo's right. last show in New Orleans.
Let's fly.
Oh, you could fly. It's
when
March,
is it?
March 12th. See you there.
See you there, bestie. I'll be the one in a power lesbian suit.
Love it. All right, what's the other question?
Last question is your favorite I always like to say who sends in the questions because if you put in the effort, I like to credit you. So Caitlin Crenshaw on Instagram asked what our favorite ridiculous thing the internet has come together for.
Well, I love how everyone hated on Couch Guy on TikTok. That's a good one. The internet just everyone just came together and they're like, no. Just no. I don't know. You see all these stories all the time when they're just like some chick would be like, hey, this dude's cheating Susie in this place, and the whole internet gets together and finds Susie and lets her know her boyfriend's cheating.
Right. I love that.
I love those. Do you have one?
Mine, don't laugh at me.
Whoa.
Mine is the whole Storm Area 51 event that happened like a few years back. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, they can't catch us all.
Exactly. So it started as a joke because that dude created the fake Facebook event where he said that, you know, they're all going to get together as a group in the middle of the desert outside of Area 51 and run as fast as they can at the gate because they can't stop us all.
Yeah.
So
that was funny.
And more than 2 million people subscribed and like said that they were going to be there, but then only 6,000 showed up.
That's a lot of people.
Still a lot of people. And then
that's
of course
a lot
they didn't,
of
like,
people.
Right. They didn't actually storm Area 51 because the FBI apparently showed up at the creator's house and was like, dude, stop. They just ended up they met in the desert and just listened to music, but it was wholesome. It was cute.
Yeah. That should be the next festival.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Fire Fest, it's Area 51 Fest.
Yeah, just Area 51. Party on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
Rachel's gonna go back to bed.
No, actually, my friend Cowboy's coming over to help me fix a gate.
Oh, yay. And look I'm sorry I didn't comment on Noop in the background. Little Noop.
Oh, Noop's been with us this whole time, just sleeping away. Noop's in his corner. Angel. Sleepy little angel. Sometimes it's Blaze, sometimes it's Snoop. You never know who's going to be in the corner. All right. Well, I love you guys. Emily, I love you.
I love you.
This was great. And do you want to take us out? Do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
That's a lot of pressure.
All right. Make sure you subscribe and listen on whatever platform. And tune in on Monday for another episode of All Things Internet. We love you. Bye.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.